Now I'm looking at a painting by Daniel MacLise. It's a Shakespearean scene. It was first exhibited at the Royal Academy in 1854, and the appropriately theatrical title is Scene, Lawn Before the Duke's Palace, Orlando About to Engage with Charles, the Duke's Wrestler. There are two stories to this picture, one which you can see, and one which you probably won't be able to see until I tell you what to look for. The story you can see is a scene from Shakespeare's play, As You Like It. In the centre, you've got Duke Frederick seated, as the title tells us, on the lawn in front of his palace. Just to the right of him are two girls. These are Rosalind, the Duke's niece, and his daughter Celia. The other most important figure is the youth on the right. This is a young gentleman by the name of Orlando, with behind him his old servant Adam. Orlando has a wicked brother, Oliver, the man in a red hat, on the left, also with his servant, Dennis. This scheming brother, Oliver, has fixed things so that Orlando will be unable to resist challenging the Duke's wrestler to a fight. Orlando is a slender young thing, and it seems obvious to everyone that he's about to take a terrible beating. Rosalind and Celia try to dissuade him from fighting, but Orlando asks them to forgive him because he intends to ignore their pleas and go right ahead and fight the wrestler. And of course he goes on to win the contest. At the moment represented in MacLise's painting, Rosalind is gazing at Orlando, and Orlando is gazing at Rosalind, and the two are falling in love. Their love affair is the central theme of the rest of the play. The court jester, Touchstone, is the only one who notices what's happening, and he looks up at Rosalind and makes a knowing gesture with his thumb. So there is a story which you can easily read if you know who's who. This is one of the great early Victorian Shakespearean paintings by an artist who knew just how to do it. The scene is not represented as if it was taking place in real life, and it isn't represented as if it was being acted on stage. It's somewhere in between. MacLise was the darling of the Royal Academy in the 1830s, 40s and 50s. If you went to one of the Royal Academy exhibitions and saw a crowd in front of a picture, that picture, it was said, was sure to be by MacLise. That comment was made by Thackeray, the novelist and critic, and, as he went on to say, no one could go away without a sort of wonder at the prodigious talent of this gentleman. The one critic who could never find a good word for MacLise was Ruskin, and it's not difficult to see why. MacLise paints with a clarity which reminds one, in some respects, of the Pre-Raphaelites, but he doesn't adhere to their principle, and Ruskin's, of absolute truth to nature. So you'll find MacLise painting the leaves on a tree, leaf by leaf, but the leaves look too leaf-like to be real. It's as if every leaf is being played by some notable leaf actor who is playing the part for all it's worth. The whole of MacLise's approach to painting has this larger-than-life quality, which most people liked, but some didn't. Now, there is another story in this picture, which I only discovered when I started working through the press reviews, and I found one or two which seemed to make no sense. Here's what we find, for example, in a copy of The Spectator, the 25th of May, 1855. On the whole, a better than average MacLise, blah, blah, blah. Orlando is a figure of remarkable completeness and manly grace, blah, blah, blah. And then this. The brand new Elizabethan mansion at the back is an eyesore and a solecism. Indeed, we have heard that it's been copied at the request of the purchaser of the picture from his own fresh stuccoed country hall, conservatories and all. Well, to cut a long story short, it transpires that when the picture was first exhibited, it did have a country house in the background. An illustration of the painting in the Illustrated London News, published at the time, shows it. And so what we're looking at is a picture in which the background has been repainted. The painting, in fact, belonged to one of the great railway contractors of the period, a man by the name of Edward Ladd Betts. And what we find is that the house in the background was indeed Betts's country house, Preston Hall, near Maidenhead in Kent, which still survives, though now a hospital. And with a gusto, which you can only admire, Betts had acquired an Elizabethan country house, a house which Shakespeare might have visited, had demolished it, and replaced it with a Victorian country house in Elizabethan style. The idea of inserting this house into the background of a scene from Shakespeare seems to have struck everyone as just simply too ridiculous, and so Betts almost immediately had the house painted out. So, have another look at the painting. In the tree, Just above and slightly to the right of the head of the wrestler, you can see a domed shape, which you can pick out easily if you know it's there. That is the conservatory of Preston Hall. And in the trees to the right of the heads of Rosalind and Celia, you can pick out some roofs and a chimney. Actually, that's plain as day. The main part of the building is behind the landscape in the middle, but here the overpainting is thicker and denser, and so you need to look a little harder. But with good eyes and a bit of patience, you can pick out a great deal of it.